Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has made a surprising direct challenge to the president yesterday over a particular moment from this year's State of the Union speech. I remember this moment. Roberts was speaking to a group of law students at the University of Alabama when he called the scene at the State of the Union, quote, very troubling. Dahlia Lithwick, senior legal editor at Slate, joins us. Dahlia, John Roberts, the Chief Justice, was presumably responding to these comments from the State of the Union. Listen.
With all due deference to separation of powers, last week the Supreme Court reversed a century of law that I believe will open the floodgates for special interests.
Dahlia Lithwick, an unusual moment, and then there was some cheering from the crowd, and I think that was the moment when another justice, Sam Alito, winced about the propriety of this campaign finance ruling. This was kind of an uncomfortable moment for Supreme Court justices.
Alito did more than wince. He rolled his eyes and he mouthed the words, "That's not true."
That's right.
And as you point out, the internet went crazy about whether it was more inappropriate for Obama to call out the court in a State of the Union or more inappropriate for the usually very reserved apolitical justices to react.
So apolitical justices usually sit there with their hands on their knees, and Roberts is a little bit upset that in this case they're surrounded by the other three branches of the government kind of pointing fingers at them.
That's quite right. I mean, this is a sort of classic situation where people who are in trouble blame the other guy. So Obama's in trouble, you know, popularity ratings dipping. He goes out for this sort of full-throated populist attack on the Citizens United decision and blames the court. Well, here's Roberts. He's in trouble. 80% of the American public, polls are showing, hate this decision. So Roberts goes after Obama. This is a sort of classic deflect, deflect, deflect. And whether you think it's appropriate depends on, A, what you think the point of the State of the Union is. Is it supposed to be a sort of grand moment, or as John Roberts said, is it just a political pep rally?
Right.
It also depends on whether you think the Chief Justice should be making political comments.
Right. Well, checks and balances play out at the State of the Union, and checks and balances playing out on the floor of the State of the Union, the President versus the Supreme Court versus Congress. Dahlia Lithwick from Slate, thanks for joining us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.